Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Standing on the mountain looking down on a city.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Leo Avlin, outstanding member of our Brain Trust, the author of Words on the Street, Language and the American Dream on Wall Street. Leo, thanks again for being here. You got a website, and I know your book's available wherever books are sold, but how can we find you online?
www.leohaviland.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. Leo Haviland, and I promise you, you'll thank me later for telling you about him. Leo, so think about my audience out here on Main Street. They could be in America. There are people listening all over the world on the internet to the show right now. They're out here on Main Street trying to make a living. You've heard me say before that what's good for small business on Main Street is good for the world. And yet we feel powerless. We feel like we're just pawns. We're planted in the ground. We can't move offshore. We don't have any hedging ability or very limited hedging ability. We kind of feel like even though we're probably in the aggregate, we're more important than most other factors, other forces out there that have some power, but we don't seem like we have any power. Look around the world and talk to us about what we should be paying attention to right now.
We should be paying attention to the consistent wordplay and oratorical games of the central banks, who keep talking about how important it is to raise easy money or keep going in the easy money trend. And they've been talking about that for now many years. So one should say, why are they still talking that way? It's a sign that underneath things are more dangerous than they would like to admit.
Mm-hmm.
So Main Street, I think, to protect itself and small businesses, should pay very close attention to who they're dealing with and their creditworthiness and character, and also do their very best to minimize any debt exposures they may have, because an ongoing time bomb is the increasing debt problems around the globe. And although many would have us believe that things have improved since the 2008-2009 worldwide economic disaster, things haven't improved.
Mm-hmm.
They've only bought time.
And a lot of these problems have been created by politicians who then have influence with the central banks. Am I correct in that? They may not technically, theoretically control them, but they sure do influence them. Are these politicians, after having done a horrible job with their practices, using the central banks to cover this up and to sort of mortar over, plaster over some of their problems and prop things up?
They may not be conspiring with the central banks, but the central banks gave them some time by their extraordinary easing actions,
mm-hmm,
to try and put their fiscal houses in order.
And you're not just talking about the Fed either, are you?
No, it's European Central Bank, the Bank of Japan,
China,
and the International Monetary Fund, who's encouraged this behavior. So this accommodation by the central banks has slowed or encouraged the politicians around the globe to not take brave and strong actions to fix things. Also, the central banks' continued easing actions probably underline their concern about growing political unrest, whether it's from the left wing, right wing,
right
around the globe, and they don't want a change.
Mm-hmm.
In part because they may represent the haves rather than the have-nots. The larger money rather than small businesses.
Do you see, let's leave the monetary thing for a minute. Do you see an underlying revolutionary seething coming out of the populace around the world today? Is there a I used a term the other day, not an Arabic spring, but a global Main Street spring. Do you see anything like that happening?
There's elements of it, but you have so much of the world who have embraced a materialist ethic.
Yeah.
That as long as they have a decent lifestyle and some money, mm-hmm. they don't seem inclined to act as
mess around with that. Yeah.
Class or group, or to change as they did many years earlier.
Yeah. Leo, thank you for your reporting. Thank you for your insights. We always value it very much. Will you come back again real soon?
Sure. It'd be an honor.
Leo Haviland, ladies and gentlemen, leohaviland.com. Check out the website. The book is called Words on the Street. He'll be back another day. I told you we'd get smarter when Leo joined us. And so we did. I'm Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.